Oh, man. Oh, we got some cool questions.
Let's hit them up.
So this week, me and Matt decided we're going to take some questions from themainboard.com. Check that website out. It's the tits.
This is shit.
So I said, there's a couple listeners on there, and I said, hey, if any of you guys have any questions this week, me and Matt are going to, we'll answer them. So the first question from Thoros of Beer said, this is really good stuff. He said, would you rather give Bill Cosby a blowjob? You have to swallow, obviously, or have him fuck your girlfriend with no condom while you watch? Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. I'll hang up and listen. So that's a stupid fucking question, Thoros. We're not going to answer it, dude. Don't try to fucking be funny. If you're going to try to be funny, dude, come fucking correct. That shit was weak. What do you think?
I'd suck Cosby's dick.
You would suck his dick? Or
I'd
let him
save
fuck
my
your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'll save my girlfriend.
Fuck no.
I'm not going to let her get Cosby'd right in front of me, dude.
I would let her get Cosby'd in front of me.
Really?
Then suck a dude's dick?
Cosby's dick.
I would let Cosby fuck her, and then we would break up. I'd be like, you just cheated on me.
That is a good way to get out of a relationship.
That's a fucking Saudi. That's how the Saudis do it, dude.
I'd stone,
blame the lady.
I would listen to Cosby's side of it and then stone her.
Matt, this is 2017.
Sorry.
Dude, you need to change.
I'm going to keep doing this, and I'm going to make the big change in 2017.
Here's the next question. After I said, do we have any questions? A guy named Don't Hate Me Bro said, what is Caitlin's favorite form of cardio?
Damn, dude.
Man.
What do you got to say about that?
I don't know.
Just running from hot dudes across.
Probably, yeah, that's the thing. She lifts a tire as fast as she can because the hot dude's back there. Some guy named Chet is back there fucking jerking off.
Wearing like one of those things to hold his hair back.
Oh, definitely. Ugh. Like a t-shirt sleeve he cut off. Fuck. Truman said, I can't think of any good questions. So, Truman, shout out Truman. I can't think of a good question, so I'll ask you guys what your best heckling story is. And then he said, instead of an interview during the shit cast, just heckle the person, which is a really good
idea.
That
would be tight.
Yeah, next time we shit cast, definitely heckling the guy.
So you can't shit? You won't
shit?
Yeah,
you suck, dude.
You suck at shitting, pussy. Fuck you.
What's your best heckling story? Do you have one? Also, this is pretty hacky for a fucking comedy podcast, but we'll do it because we love the listeners.
Exactly. We love the listeners.
Truman, dude.
We love Trumi, dude. Shout out to Chris Brown, too. What's up, dog? Probably the best one was probably when I was doing a show in like upper Darby or Darby-ish area. And it was like you walk into a bar, there was like seven people, three people playing pool, and you walk like metal detectors. It was like a hood ass fucking bar.
Oh boy.
So I was doing this joke where I talk about like the end, it's about someone sucking a dildo, and some Jamaican dude had been heckling me all night, and he's like, me suck dildos every night. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't think he was so drunk. I don't think he knew what he was saying.
Fuck.
And it just, everyone laughed, and I couldn't do
anything. You couldn't finish your joke.
That was so funny.
I just got hit with a similar. I was in Baltimore again, and it was just white guys being so disrespectful. No, it was like eight white dudes in the front of this room that were all trying. They were all stand-ups, and they were all trying to listen.
Yeah.
And then in the back of the room, this party came. It was just a party of black people playing pool in the back of the room.
Where was this?
Not at McGoobie's, but right next to a place called High Tops.
Gotcha.
And they were loud as fuck. Like, so fucking loud. Every single comic. I headlined. I was closing it.
Yeah.
So I just sat there and watched every single comic just get fucking destroyed by these people that were just laughing and loud. Literally playing pool, so that's loud as fuck.
Yeah,
like, so loud. So I got up and tried to fucking take a swing at them. And I got up. I was like, oh, man. I didn't know fucking black people even played pool. Like, I was like, I thought you guys were more dominoes, dude. I didn't know it was billiards. This fucking black dude just teed off on me from the
back.
Did
he really?
Yeah, but he sucked.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying anything. He was wearing a vest. Like he came from like a wedding.
Okay.
I thought he was the fucking valet.
But the onus of being funny was on you, so he just derailed your
set. No, but him just yelling anything, all of his group
they all
would laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh.
Damn, dude.
I'd be like, dude, could you guys shut the fuck up? He's like, say something funny then, motherfucker.
Man. So you were in like a slight race war.
I was literally sweating. I could feel.
Really?
I could feel my body sweating. It was that fucking heated.
And then you came home and watched that video, and you're like, what the fuck?
And then I watched the fucking white guys need to change video.
We need to change, dude.
But then, that's not the worst heckle. That was just recent.
No. I had a guy one time turn. He looked. I was like doing my set at some yacht club, which sounds fancy, but it's not. And I was sitting there doing my set, and some guy, like 40-year-old dude with his parents, looked at me and turned to his parents and like held his arms out like, what the fuck is that? And then turned back around to me and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. Well, I don't want to really fucking get into it. This guy's like, this guy's asking, I'd like to hear more about your comedy careers thus far. What were your first stand-up sets like?
Crushed.
I've literally, yeah, crushed constantly, dude.
Next question. I've never
bombed. Nice question. Don't hate me, bro, you dumb bitch. I stay crushing. Now, I'll say this. The first time I got like a paid gig, I'd been doing open mics in Harrisburg for like 2 months. So that's like once a week. I've literally been on stage like 8 times at the most. And this guy was like, this guy named Earl David Reed, who still hates me to this day.
Really?
Yeah, he's like a local fucking radio guy. So he's huge. He's huge in York, PA.
Ugh.
And he had a career. He was good. I think he was on The Late Show with like Carson.
Okay.
Like a long time ago. He was successful in the 80s. And then he asked me to open for him at a Funny Bone in Pittsburgh, which was actually a hotel in Mars, Pennsylvania. And, fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, someone was coming in the
house.
Someone's
coming in.
So anyway, I was like, fuck yeah, they're giving me a hotel room. I was like 23, 22. I was like, I'm bringing all my fucking boys. And we just got, and it was right when Four Locos came out.
So this is your like
first show ever.
Oh.
I was supposed to host.
You drank Four Locos?
Played drinking games with Four Locos all day at the hotel before the show. So I was fucking like blacked out. And then the feature didn't show up. So the manager comes up to me and he's like, how long can you do? He's like, can you do like 25, half hour? I was like, yeah. So I just went on and bombed so badly that a guy in the front row was like, it was so, like midway through my set, I told a joke, and this guy was like, ah, that one wasn't bad. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
so then
man.
The next night, I was just dreading it. So we went to fucking Salvation Army and bought suits and crashed these two weddings that were at the hotel. Like, really fun. It was great. We
before
got
your show.
Yeah, right before the show in the same hotel. Like we were about to take, we were taking a picture with the bride,
uh-huh.
And she was like, "Who are these guys?"
And
then the fucking groom freaked out, like tried to fight us. Like wedding crashing isn't funny.
No, it's not at all.
People get so mad.
Yeah, because they're
paying, get the fuck out of here.
Paying
you
like $150 a head.
Yeah. So then I just had spilled Four Loko, like red Four Loko, all over this shitty suit, this gray suit. And I went on stage and I was like, woo, and like doing fucking, I was just dancing for like 20 minutes.
that was the fucking birth of problem child, dude.
That was it. So yeah.
That was the second night. You were just dancing for 20 minutes.
I just danced hammered on Four Locos. And
if I had a time machine, I'd right now, it's destination.
It's fucking
that's it.
Unbelievable.
That'd be the destination.
Did so badly that, and then my picture was at the hotel. So the fucking groom just saw it. I was like, oh, here's a dickhead. So he contacted the owner of the club and was like, hey, this fucking loser. And I just fucking was at my wedding. So then they...
oh, fuck.
Yeah, they didn't pay me.
Yeah.
And I've never worked a Funny Bone since. Although I don't think it was funny. Because Funny Bones are pretty good.
Yeah.
They won't remember me. Nobody will remember me. That was
matter.
Like 5 years
ago.
That was a bomb matter. Like 5 years ago.
That goes away.
But yeah, that was the worst.
That's so fucking funny.
I did so badly that the manager was sitting outside with me, and he was like, have you ever considered, like, being a teacher? I was like, all right, man.
Oh, and you're just fucking googly-eyed on Four Loko, like, what?
Yeah. That was horrendous.
Oh, that sucks.
How about you? What was the worst show you ever did?
Fuck, there's been so many horrible ones. I don't know. Never like that. But just shitty fucking... I've done like a zillion shitty shows where I just go up and eat a dick. Yeah. I had to do an Armenian Orthodox church.
Fuck.
Opening for a magician. That was probably the worst. I had to be squeaky clean, so I bombed for like 10 minutes. And then he's like, yo, go back up and do another 5 clean while I get my rabbits and shit ready. So I started like trying to... I'm like stalling for him with absolutely nothing, just talking out of my ass. And no one's laughing. All these fucking Armenians are just staring at me. And then the guy, I thought it'd be funny to like pretend to do magic before he came on, and I did like a fake magic trick, and everyone just like stared at me, and then he was like, get off from the back. So I was like, all right, here you go.
Oh my God. Last question is, hold on, sorry. The last question is from Biff Bridges. He's a Nebraska Cornhusker fan.
Damn.
Biff Bridges. He says, what's the most upset you've made a family member with your comedy and or homoerotic Twitter accounts? Well, I think we covered that, Biff, you dickhead.
Yeah, dude.
It was easily Matt texting The Rock or tweeting The Rock that he wanted to jerk him off.
No, I had my mom cried worse one time.
Really?
Yeah, she's cried three times from my online presence has caused three sets of crying for my mom. The first time was a video of me. I recorded a video online very, very early on, and I had this bit about, I don't even remember it, but it was like, at what point would you, like, if you, with all, like, the teachers, like, fucking young boys, I'm like, if you walked in on a 14-year-old boy getting head from a teacher, you obviously wouldn't stop it. So, like, at what point do you? And I went all the way down through the years of, like, a girl just, like, sucking a baby's dick. And my mom, it was a horrible joke. And I was talking about how, like, I still wouldn't stop it. I'd be like, fuck yeah.
No, that's a funny fucking joke.
Yeah, my mom, like, it was me on video saying this. And my mom saw it and cried. I didn't realize she would see my YouTube. And then I told my mom that somebody, like, FBI level dubbed words over my voice.
Oh, my God. Did she believe that?
She just chose to, I think. You know what I mean? Oh, she was like, oh, well, that's crazy what people can do. And I'm like, Mom, just stay offline. Bad. It's bad out there. The Russians hacked it.
Yeah.
I blamed it on the Russians and the FBI.
Oh, man. The worst one for me was easily 60. I did a joke about 69 and your dad in front of my dad and didn't talk to him for like a week. That was horrific. Other than that, everybody's super proud of my work. They love my shit.
Hell yeah, as they should be.
No, I get in trouble. I even get in trouble for the podcast.
Yeah.
My family gets upset about this.
Yeah.
Like, take that off there.
It's a path of greatness, dude. A couple heads got to roll. Yeah. A couple heads got to roll, so be it.
Sometimes you have to lose your family to become truly great.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yep.
And then you find a new brother.
Exactly.
The way I have with you.
Dude, the feeling's fucking mutual. Oh, handshake.
Man, I wish they could even see the secret handshake.
Did you guys feel that fucking power that conducted through us?
Through your car. Your car
literally, the charts just surged. The sound files just... Sorry for that huge pop you guys just heard from us handshaking.
That was a sick handshake. So,
fuck.
This podcast has been all right.
It's not bad.
I think the question segment sucked dick.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to talk about stand-up again.
Yeah, this shit is closed off to fucking...
Dipshits from the main board. Ask us better questions.
The
what's Caitlin's favorite cardio? That was a good one.
That was good.
That was a funny jab you threw at me. Because I think you're insinuating Caitlin's favorite cardio is like fucking dudes.
Yeah, or like, yeah. Like dick jumping jacks.
What's that, Matt?
Just doing like a jumping jack coming all the way down on the date.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
Nice.
Handstand push-ups, dick, mouth.
Handstand push-ups, dick, mouth?
Doing handstand push-ups to the dick and blowing it and getting reps in.
These are all good ideas.
I know. The red rope, that's a fucking...
The red rope, yeah.
The red ribbon your boy got. Some fucking serious business.
You got that in China.
Give him a fucking shout-out by name.
Did
you shout him out by name?
No, I didn't. Good. I'm not going to do that to him.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, you don't want to get Asian prostitute call out.
Yeah, that's tough. Good. That's no good.
Especially because you said that Asians are Mexicans from outer space.
I did not say that. I don't think I said that. I think
so
you,
far, Matt McCusker has said. What did I do?
I know I got that. I was reading Shane's journal one day, and he had that written like 10 pages long.
Just a long theory about how they're. That's why their body's all frail and like they're all skinny fat because of the gravity, the zero gravity.
From traveling those Thor tubes to the different...
Oh, I think my favorite thing is that they all ride bikes. They all are fucking carriers.
They're nasty on bikes.
In the city. Yeah, they're the best.
Yo, but here... Yeah, all right, I'm not going to get conspiracy here.
Cat-like
but
reflexes
so,
on the
so
bikes.
So are Mexicans ride mountain bikes a lot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Bicicletas, montañas.
They ride fucking huffies, dude. They
really?
Fucking pop wheelies.
The lads. Oh, yeah. I said lad in the last one. I said the lads are going to fix the elliptical. No one knows what a lad is. Tell them what lads are.
Well, I used to do it was my buddy, actually. He used to paint with these Irish guys. Like, these guys are straight from Ireland, and they, for some reason, like, they say lads, like, yeah, the lads. But they'd always call the Mexican dudes the lads.
The like, lads is the best.
It was so funny.
The lads is the best.
Hey, tell the lads to come over here and grab this ladder.
Anytime, now, whenever you see Mexicans, you're definitely going to say, look at those fucking lads, dude. Look at the lads. It's a term of endearment.
It is.
The
it
lads
is.
Are the
it's
shit. Like, yeah. I fucking love Mexicans.
Dude.
They're the
no one loves
shit.
Them more than me.
I agree. You are the king of the Mexicans.
Dude, I've every job I've ever had, I just instantly click up with the Mexican
just
dude.
You and the lads.
Always, dude. Every kitchen I've been in, every site. That sounded bad, but that's just my employment history. Every job site I've been on, they're always fucking working hard, saying the rosary.
This is.